From Spark and Anvil and Code Realm, this is Module, in Chapter 1 of the Code Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Module wasn't furry or feathery. Module was a box, a small painted box with a label on the front that told you exactly what it did. On its left side was a slot for inputs. On its right side, a slot where outputs came out. Loop always said it best. Module does one thing, and it does it well. All right, class, today we meet Module. Loop clapped her hands. Module sat on a little stand, its label reading, Add Sparkle. See that? That's Module's name. It tells you its job. She held up a plain gray pebble, and this is our input.
Loop dropped the pebble into Module's left slot. Dunk! A soft whirring came from inside, like a tiny happy bee. Then, ping! And a pebble rolled out the right slot, no longer gray, but shimmering with tiny rainbow sparkles. Output! Loop cheered. A sparkly pebble! She held up another plain pebble. What'll happen? Sparkles! Someone shouted. And thunk, whir, ping! Out came another. Exactly! Same input, same output, every time. And here's the cool part. You can use Module anywhere. At the park? On the moon? As long as it gets an input, it gives you an output. She mimed tucking it in a backpack. Ready whenever you need it.
Now look closely, Loop said. Can you see inside? Everyone squinted. Nope. That's the magic. You don't need to know how Module adds sparkles, only that it does. The inside is hidden. It's Module's secret. She grinned. And why is that good? Because if I swapped out Module's whole sparkle machine for a better one, you'd never know. You'd still drop in a pebble and still get a sparkly pebble out. It just works, a kid whispered. Exactly. It just works. That's a good function. And keeping its insides tucked away where they can't trip you up, that's called encapsulation.
Now imagine a big job, Loop said, waving her arms. A whole galaxy of sparkly planets. You could try to do it all at once, but that'd be messy and hard. Instead, you break it down. Use Module for one planet, then the next. Each small job makes the big job easier. She tapped the label. And if you had 1,000 pebbles to sparkle, would you build 1,000 sparkle machines? No way. Right. You build Module once and call it 1,000 times, or 1,000,000, just by its name. Hey, Module, add sparkle this. No rewriting the steps. She picked up an already sparkly pebble and dropped it back in. Think, whir, ping. Out came one so bright it glowed. See? One function can even use another function's output, or call another function from inside itself. That's how you build truly amazing things.
One last thing. Names, Loop said, tapping the label. Add sparkle. See how it's a doing word, like run or jump? She wrote on the board, calculate total. This calculates a total. And is valid. This asks, is it valid? A function's name should tell you what it does or what question it answers. You wouldn't name Module just Pebble. That only says what it works on, not its job. She smiled and held up her fingers. So remember Module, a function. Inputs in, output out. One job, call it anywhere. Break big problems into small pieces. That's modularity. Build it once, use it many times. And here's the feeling Loop most wanted you to have. That moment when a job feels way too big, a whole galaxy, 1,000 pebbles, and your chest gets tight and you don't know where to even start. And then you remember Module, just one small piece, done well, and I can reuse it. Break the giant thing into little one-job boxes, and the tightness loosens, and the impossible galaxy becomes just one planet at a time. That calm, I can actually do this feeling when a huge job breaks into small pieces. That's the quiet reward of a good function. Chase that.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to module. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.